Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudire Nashta Prayesu Avadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktire Bhavati Naishtike Mukhaṁ Kriti Vācālaṁ Pingulaṁ Gayate Girim Yatkṛpātamaham Vande Sri Guruṁ Dīnatārinam Sri Paramānanda Madhavam. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 30, text 13. The name of this chapter is The Activities of the Prachetas. Kando Pramlochaya Labdha Kanya Kamalalochana Tam Cha Apavidham Jagruhu Bhuruha Nrupanandana Kando Pramlochaya Labdha Kanya Kamalalochana Tangcha Pavitang Jagruhu Bhuruhanupanandana Kando Pramlochaya Labdha Kanya Kamalalochana Tangcha Pavitang Jagruhu Bhuruhanupanandana Kando Pramlochaya Labdha Kanya Kamalalochana Tangcha Pavitang Jagruhu Bhuruhanupanandana Kando of the sage Kandu Pramlochaya by a heavenly society girl named Pramlocha Labdha obtained Kanya daughter Kamalalochana Lotus eyed Tam her Cha also Apavidham, given up. Jagruhu, accepted. Bhuruha, the trees. Nrupanandana, O sons of King Prachurna Vahishat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Translation. O sons of King Prachurna Vahirsat, the heavenly society girl named Pramlocha kept the lotus-eyed daughter of Kandu in the care of the forest trees. Then she went back to the heavenly planet This daughter was born by the coupling of the apsara named Pramlocha with the sage Kandu. Purport. Whenever a great sage undergoes severe austerities for material power, the king of heaven, Indra, becomes very envious. All the demigods have responsible posts for the management of universal affairs and are very highly qualified with pious activities. Although they are ordinary living entities, they are able to attain responsible posts like Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra, and Varuna. As is the nature of this material world, the king of heaven, Indra, is very anxious if a great sage undergoes severe austerities. The whole material world is filled with such envy that everyone becomes afraid of his neighbors. Every businessman is afraid of his associates because this material world is the field of activities for all kinds of envious people who have come here to compete with the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Indra was very much afraid of the severe austerities performed by the great sage Kandu, and he sent Pramlocha to break his vows and austerities. A similar incident took place in the case of Vishwamitra. From other incidents in the Shastras, it appears that Indra has always been envious. When King Prithu was celebrating various sacrifices, outdoing Indra, Indra became very envious. And he disturbed King Prithu's sacrifice. This has already been discussed in previous chapters. King Indra became successful in breaking the vow of the great sage Kandu, who became attracted by the beauty of the heavenly society girl Pramlocha and begot a female child. This child is described herein as lotus-eyed and very beautiful. Being thus successful in her mission, Pramlocha returned to the heavenly planets, leaving the newborn child to the care of the trees. Fortunately, the trees accepted the child and agreed to raise her.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयंरूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं शाग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथ नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैवच पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नम्ने गौरतिस नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
कंड प्रम्लोच्चया लब्धा कन्या कमल लोचना तां चाप विद्धं जग्रु भूरुहा नृपनंदनः। जय श्री श्री गौरनिताय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा देवी। So here in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Vishnu is describing the history of the would-be wife of the Prachetas. As we all know, that the Prachetas being instructed by Lord Shiva and by reciting the prayers sung by Lord Shiva, they attain the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Vishnu has now appeared in front of the Prachetas to give benediction to them. The Prachetas, those who were the sons of King Prachinna Vahisat, they were actually ordered by King Prachinna Vahisat, their father, to create progeny. And when King Prachinna Vahisat instructed the Prachetas to create progeny, so they did not immediately look for a wife to create progeny. Generally, a son would be very happy when his father would instruct like this, and he would look for a wife to create progeny. But the Prachetas were not just ordinary sons. So when they were instructed by their father like this, so at first they wanted to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by His mercy, they thought they would be able to get a good wife and create progeny and thus fulfill the desire of their father. So this is the real process, that in material world, if we want to do anything, at first our duty is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by His mercy only, we will be successful in fulfilling our material desires, and at the same time, we can also attain the goal of life. When the Supreme Lord is pleased with us, so we can attain everything. We can fulfill our material desires, and at the same time, we can attain the goal of life. This is the way or the art of living in this material world. To first please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then by His mercy, we can get everything in this material world. That's why it has been stated that anyone who has pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is nothing in this material world to be attained by that person. That means he can attain everything. King Alabhya Bhagavati Prasanne Sri Niketane. When the Sri Niketan, the residence of the Goddess of Fortune, means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, in whose chest Lakshmi Devi is residing eternally. That's why he is called Sri Niketan, the residence of Sri or the Goddess of Fortune. So when the residence of Goddess of Fortune is pleased with someone, then what can be unattained for that person in this material world? He can attain everything in this material world. So that's why it is the first duty of a person to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Prachetas, they did the best thing, that to follow the order of their father, they first went to perform austerity to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because they were very sincere in their efforts, so by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, they obtained the audience of Lord Shiva. It has been stated that when one wants to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he needs a guru or a spiritual master who would instruct him how to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by the mercy of Krishna, then one can attain a spiritual master, a guru. Krishna Krupate Guru Mile. By the mercy of Krishna, one can attain the spiritual master. And when one attains a spiritual master, and by his mercy, then he will attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Guru Krupate Krishna Mile. So first, we don't know Guru, so we pray to the Lord, and by His mercy we attain a Guru, Sadguru. And then by serving the Sadguru, or a bona fide spiritual master, and by His mercy then we attain the mercy of Krishna. So here we see, in the Prachetas case, they wanted to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and for that they wanted to perform austerity, so they left home. They went to a big lake, which was looking like a big ocean. And there they wanted to perform austerity. And there, by the mercy of the Lord, they got the audience of Lord Shiva, who is the greatest Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam Jatha Sambhu. Among all the Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. And he is also a great devotee of Lord Krishna or Vishnu. That's why Lord Shiva is also an acharya. And he has his own sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya. Among four bona fide Vaishnava sampradayas, one of them is Rudra sampradaya. So this is one of the bona fide Vaishnava sampradayas. So Lord Shiva has this Rudra sampradaya. So Lord Shiva appeared in front of the Prachetas by their good fortune. And the Prachetas got a great spiritual master like Lord Shiva. This is not an ordinary meeting, not an ordinary meeting. That the Prachetas got the audience of Lord Shiva, they were very, very fortunate. And Lord Shiva instructed them on the subject matter of devotional service. And he sang a beautiful prayer, which is called Rudra Git, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So sometimes it has been stated in the scriptures that we are supposed to pray to the Supreme Lord. But if we are not able to compose nice prayers, then we should follow the footsteps of the great Mahajans. Actually, that is the safe side, to follow the footsteps of great Mahajans. Mahajano jena gatasya pantha. The path, the bona fide path, is that in which the great Mahajans or the great devotees have traversed. That is the path everyone else should follow. That is safe side. We don't have to make experiments. Which path I should follow? So the Mahajans have gone through that path. That is the highway. They have gone through that path to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have just to follow that path. Then we can also attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't have to manufacture our own path, our own way, and try to experiment. Then we will be in great danger in our experiment. So that's why, like Srila Prabhupada has shown us a path, a highway, how to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have just follow the way Prabhupada has instructed us. So in the same way, Lord Shiva instructed the Prachetas. And Prachetas followed Lord Shiva's instruction. And they sang the same song Lord Shiva had composed to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, the Prachetas attend a bona fide spiritual master like Lord Shiva, and under his guidance performed austerities for 10,000 years. And this austerity is not any ordinary austerity. This austerity is meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes we see in the history, many people, they perform austerities. But the goal of their austerities is different. Like Hiranyakasipu, he also performed austerity. But his goal was different. So many demons, they also perform severe austerities. But their goal was to attain material powers. But the Prachetas, they wanted to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they were following the footsteps of Lord Shiva. They are following the instructions of Lord Shiva. So this austerity was mixed with devotional service, not just mere austerity. Because through mere austerity, we cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like we all know, Dhruva Maharaj also performed austerity. But he did not perform austerity, mere austerity, like any other persons do. That austerity was mixed with devotional service. And in devotional service, among the 9 processes of devotional service, there is one process, Archana Bandhanam. Bandhanam dasya sakya atmanivedana. Bandhana means praying. That a devotee is supposed to pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Make heartfelt prayers at the lotus feet of Krishna. And the devotee is supposed to always meditate, always remember the form of Krishna. Always try to hear from the mouths of the devotees about the Lord. A devotee is always himself supposed to glorify the Lord, chant his holy name, worship the Lord, and serve the Lord as his servant, and thinking Lord as his only master. So in this way, there are different processes of devotional service. To do this, one has to give up his material sense gratification. So this is austerity. To always think of the Lord, always serve the Lord, always pray to the Lord, this is austerity. A devotee performs austerity in this way. So the Prachetas, they meditated on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to please Him. In this way they performed austerity for 10,000 years. And when the Supreme Lord was pleased with their austerity, so he appeared in front of them. So the Supreme Lord was pleased by the devotional austerity of the Prachetas. And he appeared in front of them to benedict the Prachetas. So when the Lord appeared, so one important thing he mentioned, why he was very much pleased with the austerities of the Prachetas. Because in one place in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna says to Uddhava that na sadhayati mang yoga na sankhyam dharma Uddhava na swadhyaya tapatyaga jatha bhaktir mamurjita. That mind, dear Uddhava, I will not be conquered, na sadhayati, just by performing yogic practice. No one can conquer me. Not by performing austerity. not by self-study. Na sadhayati mang yoga, na sankhyang dharma, just by performing religious practices. Not by austerity or not by renunciation. Just by doing this, no one can conquer me. Jatha bhakti mamarjita. By performing bhakti or devotional service, as one can conquer me, no one can conquer me by doing all other things. So bhakti or devotional service is the main reason or main way to conquer this Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, he said to Prachetas that, my dear Prachetas, though you are different personalities, there are 10 of them, there are 10 bodies, but they are one mind. That means they are all one in thoughts. Though they are different minds, but their minds are one. They are thinking in one way. Their goal was one, to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they, because it is very difficult when there are 10 persons to agree for one thing with one mind, it's not very easy. But these Prachetas, though they were 10 persons, 10 bodies, but they had one mind. Or they were one in mind, who can say? They were thinking in the same way, all of them. And they had one goal, one interest. So in the same way, when there are different devotees in a devotee community, and when they have different interests, then there is confusion, then there is quarrel, there is dissension. But when all the devotees giving up their self-interest, they have only one interest, to please Guru and Krishna, then there will be no confusion, no dissension. Though sometimes there may be difference of opinion, but the goal must be one, to please Guru and Krishna. So one has to give up his own self-interest and to have only one interest, the interest of the Guru and Krishna. That's why it has been stated that how one can perform devotional service. Guru Sushrusaya Bhaktya Sarva Labha Arpanena Cha. The first thing one should do to serve one's guru, the spiritual master. One should serve the spiritual master with devotion, not superficially, not just for a show. One, guru susrusaya bhaktya. By devotion, one should serve the spiritual master. And how one can give up his own self-interest, sarva labha arpanena cha. When one will give up his all interests, and his only interest will be Guru's interest, and Guru's interest is Krishna's interest. And what is Krishna's interest? To bring all conditioned souls to his lotus feet. And that is also Guru's interest. and their disciples should assist his guru and Krishna in their mission to bring all the conditioned souls to the lotus feet of Krishna. We should have no other interest. The sarva lava arpanena cha. So when a disciple gets anything by performing devotional service, because when one performs devotional service, so many things will come. There will be money, there will be prestige, there will be so many other things one can attain just by performing devotional service. Lava, puja, pratishta, so many things would come. But a sincere disciple would never accept all this for himself. A sincere disciple will offer everything to his guru, to guru parampara, and ultimately to Krishna. That these things, this money does not belong to me, this profit, this respect, these, they don't belong to me. I am not qualified to accept all this. Actually, this belongs to my guru and guru parampara and ultimately to Krishna. I am only a puppet in the hands of my guru, guru parampara and Krishna. I am nothing, I am just a means. Like Krishna told Arjuna, nimitta matra bhava sabya sachi. My dear Arjuna, you become just a means in my hand. You do whatever I want. Don't apply your own intelligence. Or don't apply your own interests. Just offer yourself for my interest or the interest of the whole world, all living entities. So, in this way, one can perform devotional service with great sincerity. When one will not accept all these things for himself, he will offer everything to the spiritual master and Krishna. Sangena sadhu bhaktanam. And one should not do nirjana bhajana. It has been stated here. No nirjana bhajana. And Srila Prabhupada always emphasized on this. No nirjana bhajana. We are not qualified for that. That's why it has been stated, sangena sadhu bhaktanam. One should perform devotional service with or in association with other devotees. And in that way we will be protected from maya. If we are performing devotional service in the association of other devotees. Sangena sadhu bhaktanam iswara aradhanena cha. And in the association of devotees, we should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, actually, we are supposed to perform devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master. So the Prachetas, they were together, 10 of them were together, and they had no different interests. They had only one interest. With one mind, they wanted to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why when Lord Vishnu appeared, he mentioned this, that my dear Prachetas, I am very much pleased with your mentality that though you have 10 bodies, but you have only one mind. So I am very much pleased with this. So when the devotees, they work together, giving up their own self-interest, and they work together with one interest to please Guru and Krishna, then the Lord is very much pleased with those devotees. And the devotees will be very easily blessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the Lord Vishnu mentions this, that I am very much pleased with all of you because you have one mind. And the same thing also happened with the Pandavas. Though there were 5 of them, but they had one interest, one mind, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why they were always under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So here, we see the Lord is telling to the Prachetas that I know that being very sincere to the orders of your father, and your father has ordered you to create progeny. So to carry out the order of your father, you have performed the austerity to please me. So you are very obedient to your father, and I am also very much pleased with all of you that you all wanted to follow the order of your father, and you came to perform austerity to please me. So now I am very much pleased with all of you, and now I am giving you this benediction by which you can fulfill the order of your father. So that's why Lord Vishnu is now explaining to the Prachetas that you can now get a son who will be very famous in the entire world and who will be as good as Lord Brahma. And this son will be born from your wife. And who would be the wife of the Prachetas? Lord Vishnu is mentioning in this verse. Kanda pramlachaya labdha kanya kamala lochana. So you all will be married to one girl. So this is very unusual. Generally, a person marries only one girl, and sometimes a man can marry more than one girl, that is permitted in the scriptures. But a girl is not permitted to marry more than one man or more than one husband. But in special cases, we see that a girl is married to more than one husband or more than one man. Like in case of Draupadi, Draupadi was married to 5 husbands. And here Lord Vishnu is also mentioning that the 10 Prachetas would marry one girl. So this is very unusual. In special cases this thing happens, because when a girl would marry more than one man, then she should be also qualified for that. And what is the qualification of a girl for that? The girl must be equipoise. The girl must deal with all the husbands equally. Not that she would love a husband more than another husband, then there will be problem. So, here Lord Vishnu is mentioning about a girl who is very beautiful. This is the qualification of a beautiful, qualified wife. She should be beautiful and at the same time she should be endowed with good qualities. Both should be there. Not that she should be very beautiful but no good qualities. Then that beauty has no meaning. So here Lord Vishnu is mentioning that the girl is Kamala Lochana. The girl is very beautiful. When a girl has lotus eyes, then she looks very beautiful. Lotus eyes means her eyelids looks like lotus petals. Very nice lotus petal eyelids. So she looks very beautiful. But she should be also endowed with good qualities. And this girl is beautiful and endowed with good qualities. She would be equipoised. That's why she is qualified to marry all of you. Lord Vishnu himself is proposing this. But then he is giving the history of this girl. That when someone would marry someone, then one must know the history of the girl. From where she is coming from. Otherwise, one may pick up a girl from a street and end up in trouble. So here the history of this girl is given here. Kando Pramlachaya Lavdha. This girl was conceived by Kandu, the sage Kandu, in the womb of Pramlocha, the heavenly society girl. So that means this girl is a daughter of a saintly person. So it has been mentioned in the scriptures that generally the girls, they carry the qualities of the father. Though they carry the qualities of both father and mother, but the girl mostly carries the qualities of a father. So to know the qualities of a girl, one must know how his father is or what are the qualities of his father. Then from father's qualities, one can understand the girl must be getting those qualities from the father. And if someone wants to know about a son or a person, what are his qualities, then one must inquire about his mother. So, what is the qualities of his mother? Because the son will carry the qualities of the mother, mostly. That's why it has been seen, if the mother is pious or religious, the son will become also pious or religious. If mother is very materialistic, the son also would be very materialistic. In natural. So, here the daughter Lord Vishnu was proposing to the Prachetas, she was the daughter of a saintly person. That means she must have saintly qualities also. And this Kandu, the sage Kandu was performing austerity for thousands of years. And Srila Prabhupada states in the purport that when sage Kandu performed austerity, Indra became very anxious. Because Indra always is very much attached to his post. We see in the material world so many people, when they attain a post, they become very attached to it. And when they are taken out from that position, they feel devastated. They become so much attached to the post, power and position. When they are removed from the post, they feel very much devastated. So Indra is like that. He is very much attached to the post of Indra. So when any sage or anyone performs austerity, then Indra becomes very anxious. He thinks that this person is performing austerity, so lest he may attain my post, he may take my post, I may be removed from my post. So he is in great anxiety. So then what Indra does, he wants to break the austerity of that person. So Indra, because he is the king of the heaven, so under him there are so many society girls, apsaras, in the heavenly planet. So he sends one of them, go there and break the austerity of that sage. Then my anxiety will be over. So when these apsaras or these heavenly society girls, they come to entice the person who is performing the austerity, so these persons, most of the time, they become attracted to the heavenly society girls, and thus they fall down from the position of their great austerity. So it happened to Kandu. This says Kandu. He was performing austerity for many, many years, but when Pramlocha came, sent by Indra, by hearing the tinkling ankle bells of Pramlocha, Kandu fell down from his position. Same thing also happened to Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra fell down from his position by hearing the ankle bells of Menaka. So there are so many instances in this regard. The great sages fell down from their position. Even Sauvira Muni, because he was very much afraid of Maya, and he was performing austerity under Jamuna water. But even within water, when he saw the coupling of two fishes, then he became attracted, or the sex desire was aroused within him. Even while performing austerity within water. So, it does not matter wherever we go, our mind goes there with us. And there is every possibility that we may fall down. We may be attracted to the opposite sex. We may become victim of Maya. Unless until we develop our love and attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. there is every possibility of falling down. That's why Lord Krishna says that Devi Hesa Gunamai Mama Maya Durattaya Mang Evo Jo Prapadyante Maya Me Tang Tarantite. It is very difficult to overcome my material energy. But anyone who surrenders to me can overcome my material energy easily. Otherwise, one cannot overcome the material energy. So, surrendering to Krishna, full surrender, is required to get rid of Maya. That's when a devotee surrenders everything, his body, his mind and his words at the lotus feet of Krishna. And he does not think there is anyone in this material world who can save him. Because many times though we perform devotional service in this material world, but still we don't fully surrender ourselves. And Lord Krishna says, yas yathamang prapadyante tangs tatheva bhajameham. According to one surrender, I will reciprocate. So it depends upon our surrender, how much we have surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna. If we have surrendered 5%, 10%, 50%, Krishna will reciprocate accordingly. But if we are 100% surrendered devotee, Krishna will take full charge of us, full care of us, 100% care. So it depends upon us how much we have surrendered. So then, if we are surrendered to Krishna, and still we are not completely controlled our senses, Maya may come, our senses may harass us time to time, but if we are surrendered to Krishna and sincerely trying to follow the paths of devotional service, sincerely following the principles of devotional service and praying to Krishna to save us from the clutches of Maya, always praying to Krishna, my dear Krishna, I am unable to protect my senses. The senses are harassing me. Please protect me. Please give the nectar of your lotus feet by which I can forget or tolerate the onslaughts of Maya or the onslaughts of the senses. When a devotee surrenders to Krishna like this, takes refuge at the lotus feet of Krishna, then Krishna surely will protect him. That's why Lord Krishna says to Uddhama in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Badhyamanopi Madhvakta Vijitai Ajitendriyaha. That my devotee, even if he is attacked by my material energy, and because he has not conquered his senses, sometimes he will be harassed by the desire for sense gratification. But praya pragalbhaya bhaktya visayar nabhibhuyate. So my devotee, just by being attached to my devotional service, just being attached to my lotus feet, he will conquer this my material energy. He will not be captivated by material sense gratification. He will be protected by me. Or in another sense, my devotional service will overcome the desire of sense gratification. So in this way, Krishna actually gives protection to his devotees. So it all depends upon the sincere effort of his devotee. What he wants. Maya will come. Maya will attack us every moment. But that time, how we are reacting? Either we are thinking, oh, I cannot conquer my senses. Better to submit to Maya. One can think like this, and one can go become victim of Maya. But a sincere devotee, when he is attacked by Maya, then he will think, no, I don't want this. I want Krishna. But my senses are harassing me. Oh, my dear Lord, what can I do? I have no one else in this material world. You are only my shelter. So please protect me from this onslaught of Maya, onslaught of my senses. Please protect me. He surrenders to Krishna. And when thus one surrenders to Krishna, then Krishna protects that devotee. And he performs, carry on his devotional service with great sincerity, though he is harassed by his senses. Then Krishna ultimately will give him protection. He will not be subject to material sense gratification, or he will not subject to surrender to the material energy of Krishna. So here, Lord Vishnu says that Kandumuni, because he was not performing devotional service or had not surrendered to Krishna, he became a victim of this heavenly society girl. And from their coupling, this girl, Maricha, was born. Her name will be given later on. And this heavenly society girl, Pramlocha, after giving birth to the child, she immediately left for the heavenly planets. She did not stay back to take care of this child. Actually, the heavenly women, they have this privilege. Because in heaven, there are so many material facilities available. So they have this privilege that when the heavenly women are pregnant, they don't carry the child for 10 months like the women in the earthly planet do. They have to carry the child for 10 months in their womb. But the heavenly women don't carry the child for 10 months in the womb. As soon as they conceive the child, immediately they will give birth to the child. This is their privilege. And they don't stay for the upbringing of the child. So Pramlocha, after giving birth to this girl, her mission was successful. Kandumuni was degraded from his position. So her mission was successful. She went back to the heavenly planets. And this Pramlocha, what did she do? She gave her child, newly born child, to the trees to take care of. That means she left the child in the jungle. Actually, there was no one to take care of the child. Because in the jungle there are only trees, so they accepted to take care of the trees. But how trees can take care of the child? So, when the child started crying, because the child feels hungry, when started crying, so she has to eat something, and who will breastfeed the child? There was no one. So Krishna was actually taking care of the child. But one thing we can see, that Pramlocha did not kill her child, like nowadays some mothers do. They kill the child in the womb, they kill the child after birth. They are not actually mothers. They are witches who do this. This is a big sinful activity, to kill its newborn baby. So this heavenly society girl did not kill her child. She left the child under the care of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, who has no one in this material world, Krishna gives shelter to that person. He is Dinabandhu. He is the friend of the poor. He is the friend of the downtrodden. So he will give protection. So we think our family will give us protection. Our money will give us protection. Our relatives will give us protection. But no one can protect us except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And those who have no one in this material world and who take shelter of Krishna, he gives protection. But here we see this girl, she had no one in this material world, but Krishna gave protection. And how she was protected? When she started crying, the god of the trees, moon god, he came, and what he did? He put his forefinger, which was full of nectar, on the mouth of the child. And the child drank nectar from the forefinger of moon god. And she survived in this way. So Lord Vishnu is mentioning that this child who survived in this way would be your wife. You accept that child as your wife. And in that way you fulfill the order of your father. So in this way Lord Vishnu instructed the Prachetas, being pleased with their austerity, and the Prachetas were very, very fortunate to get the audience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they were blessed by the Lord, and they were also blessed by their father by following his order. Hare Krishna. So now it is already late, so should I... Jaya Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Itai Gaur Premanande Hari.